Everywhere we turn these days, there's a motivational speaker or a social media influencer telling us that who we really are depends on how well we look and act the part. But is there truth in what they're telling us? Or is identity found in something greater than our performances? Well, that's what we'll uncover today on Discovering the Jewish Jesus as Rabbi Schneider takes us on a journey through the book of Romans. Our primary text comes from chapter 8, and if you'd like to download Rabbi's teaching notes for this lesson, please visit us online at discoveringthejewishjesus.com. But right now, to help us uncover the secrets to knowing who we really are, here is Rabbi Schneider.
A lot of times we don't realize the importance of what it means to be called and to be identified as a son or a daughter of the Lord. Sonship includes both the male and the female species. It's the same thing. You see, biblically speaking, when we trace through the genealogies of the scriptures, we find that it's the seed of the man that determines the identity of the child. So that's all that's happening here. So whether you're a woman or a man, when the Lord says that we are sons of God, it's the same thing. We are, beloved, his offspring. In fact, many of the more modern translations are actually saying sons and daughters of God, just to make that point clear. But I want to take a few minutes now for you and I to focus on the fact that too often all of us are guilty of looking for identity in something more than being sons of God. In other words, we're not looking to find out who we are by understanding that we're sons and daughters of God first, but rather we're looking for identity first in our title, in our job. But if we only knew what it meant to be a son and a daughter of God, if we really knew what that meant, we wouldn't be looking to anything or anyone else. You know, Jesus, when he came out of the Jordan River, he heard the Father's voice saying to him, "You are my beloved son, and in you I am well pleased." That was enough for Jesus. He didn't need anybody to pat him on the back. He didn't need to be approved by the Pharisees. Yeshua, just knowing that he was the Son of the Father, that all the Father's love was focused on him, that his destiny was secure, knowing that his entire identity was bound in the Father, was all that Yeshua wanted or needed. The point is, beloved, that I'm calling you and I back to seeking revelation from the Father as to what does it mean to be his son and his daughter. If we only knew what it meant. We read this verse that we are sons of God, and it doesn't really register. Listen to what Paul said in the book of Ephesians, chapter number 1. He said, "Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has blessed us with every spiritual blessing in the heavenly places, just as he chose us in him before the foundation of the world, that we should be holy and blameless before him in love." Now get this. "He predestined us to adoptions as sons through Jesus Christ to himself, according to the kind intention of his will, to the praise of the glory of his grace." Everything, beloved, that you and I could ever want, could ever dream of, that would really satisfy, we have in him. And as we enter into knowing who we are as Yahweh, as the God of Israel's son and daughter, if we knew all that that meant, we would be completely happy and we would be totally complete. This is why the Bible says, "In him ye are complete." And so Paul, in talking about the Father's great plan of what he has accomplished for us through Messiah, talks about, first of all, what he has done is he's made you his son and daughter. Let's continue on. For you are being led by the Spirit of God. If you're being led by the Spirit of God, you are the sons of God. Let me read it again. For all who are being led by the Spirit of God, these are sons of God. Let's continue. For you have not received a spirit of slavery leading to fear again, but you have received a spirit of adoption as sons by which we cry out, Abba, Father. The whole thing is focused on us being his son and daughter. Now we read this word that we've been adopted. And sometimes in our secular society, we think about adoption. We think it's a great thing, but we think that, you know, adoption is great. And if you're adopted, you might even know that your parents that adopted you, not your biological parents, but the parents that adopted you, they love you, even as they love their own biological children. And when the Lord speaks about us being adopted, he loves us, beloved. Listen now, not just as somebody that he's brought in, but he loves us, get it, as his own children. We are now born of his Spirit, born of the Spirit of Yeshua, of Jesus. We are his own children. We're flesh of his flesh, bone of his bones, spirit of spirit. You and I were made for him. And this is what we should be focused on in our prayer life. Too oftentimes we're praying about all this stuff and all of it's important, but we're missing the main thing, to come into the revelation of who we are in him. And if you're a son, if you're a daughter, what that means, listen, is that all the strength of the Father's love is focused on you. And if all the strength is focused on you, you know what? You've got nothing to fear. You've got nothing to be afraid of, because the one whose strength is focused on you is greater than everything. All authority in heaven and earth belongs to him. All the Father's strength is focused on you in Yeshua. And because of that, you have a bright future. Paul just got done saying in the book of Ephesians, we've been blessed with every spiritual blessing in the heavenly places, and that our destiny is to reign with him as his son and daughter forever and ever. So what you and I should be focused on is being cleansed of our identity that comes to us from the world, and we should trade that in by saying, Father, I want to know who I am to you. I want to know how much you love me as your son or daughter. Let's take a moment just to pray. Father God, we ask you to wash us and cleanse us of our false identities, that we think of ourselves, Father God, according to the flesh. We spend so much time looking in the mirrors, looking at the color of our hair. We spend so much time, Father, trying to project an image to the world because we want the world to think of us a certain way. Father, forgive us for spending so much of our energy trying to pursue the American dream and the things that the world has to give us, thinking that that's what defines us and that's what gives us significance and worth. Father, we ask you to forgive us, and we humbly repent of looking for life in the world, forsaking you. When you've called us to yourself, Father, we say right now that our true identity is only bound up in you. Father, we say you are our creator, that we were made in your image, and only knowing who we are to you, only in knowing that, will we truly find ourselves.
You're listening to Discovering the Jewish Jesus, and Rabbi will be right back. But first, we wanted to share an exciting book announcement from Rabbi's wife, Cynthia, titled From Passover to Pentecost.
Get ready for a life-changing 50-day journey. You'll experience the power and presence of the Holy Spirit in Cynthia Schneider's new book, From Passover to Pentecost. Receive special treasures and riches from God that the Holy Spirit has downloaded into Cynthia throughout her life in this daily devotional that begins at Passover and ends at Pentecost. Old patterns of thinking and feelings will be transformed into thoughts and passions that release true hope, strength, and joy. Take the 50-day challenge from Passover to Pentecost. Order your copy. Visit discoveringthejewishjesus.com or call 800-359-6208.
I believe this 50-day devotional is really going to encourage you and empower your relationship with the Lord. Just visit discoveringthejewishjesus.com, get your copy today, and now back to Rabbi.
We're talking about being sons of God and daughters of God. Paul said, if you're being led by the Spirit of God, you're a son of God. And then Paul went on to say that God has not given us a spirit of fear, but a spirit of adoption. We've been adopted by the Father through Jesus. We're not just adopted so that we're part of the family as some type of, you know, member that's not fully born of Him. We're born of Him. We're not adopted only in the sense of legally. We're adopted biologically. We're born of Him. We're His own sons and daughters. This is where our life is found. This is the call that I'm putting out to you today. We need to start seeking for the revelation of this so that we'll be brought into our true identities. In the 13th chapter of the Gospel of John, right before Jesus washed His disciples' feet, we read the Apostle John writing this: Jesus, knowing that He had come from God, and knowing that He was going back to God, He girded Himself with a towel and began to wash the disciples' feet. What's the point? Before Jesus washed the disciples' feet, He knew who He was. It's a deep revelation. There's a deep mystery there. Knowing He had come from God, knowing He was going back to God, knowing that the Father had given Him everything, He didn't need the world to serve Him. He was free to serve because He knew He already had everything. And that all came by revelation. So, Father, we're asking You today for revelation to know who we are to You. Daddy, help us to understand what it means to be Your son and to be Your daughter. Father, help us to know how much You love us, oh God. Open our hearts, Father. Open our mind to understand Your love. We think about Paul's prayer that You would give us a spirit of wisdom and revelation to know You and the height and the depth and the width of Your love for us that passes understanding. Father, we come to You right now once again, Daddy, and we repent. And we say to You, Father, that we are so deficient in our understanding of how much You love us. But we believe, Father, that as we set our intent and our prayer on asking You to reveal Your love to us, on asking You to reveal to us that we're Your sons and daughters, that You're going to bring us into the fullness of that revelation in King Jesus. So, Father, we thank You now as we're knocking, asking, and seeking, knowing that You're going to answer, draw us near, and open the door. And so Paul says there, we've not received a spirit of slavery leading to fear again, but You've received a spirit of adoption as sons by which we cry out, Abba, Daddy, Father. Listen, how many of you struggle with fear? I know I do. Everybody does. The devil's chief weapon against us as the children of God is fear. He comes at us by putting all these thoughts in our mind. You see, the devil is the prince of the power of the air. And the realm of the mind, our thought life, is in the power of the air. So the devil is able to project thoughts into our mind. Thoughts of doom, thoughts of dread. It's the greatest plague of the human race. But listen what Paul said. You have not received a spirit of slavery leading to fear. You see, the devil's trying to make us a slave to himself by fear. But you've received the spirit of adoptions as sons by which you cry out, Abba, Father. What's the point? When we know that God is our daddy, that the number of hairs on your head are numbered in His love, that He's watching over you, that He's going before you, that whatever happens in your future, He, God, is going to be in your future. When you know that you're a son and a daughter and really believe that, the thoughts that Satan will put in your mind won't make you afraid anymore because you'll know that they're lies. God's going to take care of you in your future. No matter what happens tomorrow, He's going to take care of you. David said, even when my hairs are gray, even when I'm old, David said, and my hairs are gray, he will not forsake me. You see, Jesus said, I will never leave you or forsake you. You're a son. You're a daughter. Father will never leave you or forsake you through the ministry of Jesus to your life. You'll never be alone. He's always going to take care of us. His angels are always going to be protecting us. There's nothing to be afraid of. And so Paul says, we've been adopted. We've been born again. We are now the literal children of the Father. All the strength of his love, all the love that has been focused on Jesus is now focused on you, dear one, because you're in Jesus and you have nothing to fear. And he continues on in the 17th verse. He says this, if children were heirs also, what does it mean by heirs? That we've received something, we've inherited something, heirs of God, and get this, and fellow heirs with Christ. Do we really believe this? If we believe that Jesus is truly Lord, that all authority in heaven and earth belongs to him, that God the Father has given Jesus everything, and that we're in him and that's our destiny, friend, that's something to rejoice about. That's something to rejoice about. The Lord says, rejoice continually. God wants us to walk in faith, in joy, and confidence in this world, in faith in his word. Listen, if children, heirs also, heirs of God, and fellow heirs with Christ. God wants us to recognize this world is not our home. We have a destiny. We've got a future that's so much bigger, and we should walk in faith and in joy. I want to encourage you, practice walking continuously in joy, and you will overcome everything the devil throws at you and bring praise to the Father. It's good to start the day every day. This is the day, this is the day that the Lord hath made, that the Lord hath made. I will rejoice and be glad in it, and be glad in it. This is the day that the Lord hath made. I will rejoice and be glad in it. This is the day, this is the day that the Lord hath made. And it's not because you feel like it all the time. It's because you believe his word and you walk in faith. We love you, Father God, today. And we worship you today. And we thank you, Father Daddy, for making us your daughters and your sons. Father, thank you that this world is not our home, and that the temporary trials that we face in this life aren't worthy to be compared with the eternal glory that going through these trials as we're clinging to you are working in us. Father, thank you for Messiah. Thank you for adopting us. Thank you for making us your own. Father, we love you today. We worship you today. Thank you for giving us purpose. Thank you for giving us identity. Thank you for giving us destiny. Thank you for making us complete in you through the Sar Shalom, Yeshua, the Messiah.
You're listening to Discovering the Jewish Jesus, and our Bible teacher is Rabbi Schneider. Today's message was titled, The Spirit of Adoption. And if you'd like to hear it again, or even share it with a friend who might need to hear it, you can do that on our website when you visit discoveringthejewishjesus.com. You know, Rabbi said that Jesus is the Sar Shalom, and in Hebrew that means Prince of Peace. And peace is something that we all long for. But without a firm grip and grasp on our identity, we can find ourselves on shifting sands. And that's why this program is so important. Rabbi has such a heart and a passion for connecting the Old and the New Testaments so that we can have a stable foundation on which we can stand. And when you come alongside this ministry, you are helping to bring the good news to places around the world where this message needs to be heard.
I know that many of you that love God's Word are really benefiting from this study in the book of Romans. It's one of my favorite books in the Bible. In fact, Paul lays the greatest theological treatise out of any of the books that he wrote in the book of Romans. It deals with so many issues. In the first 11 chapters, Paul deals with theological issues, and then from chapter 12 through 16, he deals with practical issues. In Romans 15:27, Paul urges the Gentiles that are benefiting from his ministry to sow their finances to help the Jewish church in Jerusalem. And then in 1 Corinthians 9:11, Paul tells the Gentile church that's been grafted into the Commonwealth of Israel to support him in his ministry so that he can continue to reach the lost for Jesus. Beloved one, if you believe in what we're doing, if you believe in me, if you're being helped by this ministry, if you're confident that others will be enriched as well, I want to ask you to make an offering to the Lord today through Discovering the Jewish Jesus.
To support this ministry with a gift of any amount, visit us online at discoveringthejewishjesus.com, or you can give us a call. One of our team members will be happy to talk to you, and the number to dial is 800-777-7835. You can also partner with us via text. Just type the keyword rabbi to the number 45777. That's the keyword rabbi to the number 45777. You can also send your financial gifts of any amount in the mail when you write to Discovering the Jewish Jesus, P.O. Box 777, Blissfield, Michigan 49228. Again, that's P.O. Box 777, Blissfield, Michigan 49228. Thank you so much for valuing Rabbi's teaching and wanting to see this ministry thrive. Because of you, more people will understand their identity in Jesus right now and in the years to come. When you give to this ministry, we'll say thank you by sending you a monthly teaching CD or audio download that's designed to speak truth, faith, and revelation into your life, and a copy of our most recent newsletter. And for those of you who are new monthly partners, we'll also send you an authentic shofar that's been handcrafted in Israel. You know, the shofar is an ancient musical instrument that has so much meaning and symbolism for believers and Jewish people all across the globe. And its sound is meant to awaken our hearts and minds. And we'd love to send you one when you become a monthly partner at discoveringthejewishjesus.com. Now here's Rabbi with the Aaronic blessing.
In the book of Numbers, chapter 6, the Lord gave instructions to Moses and Aaron to speak this blessing over his people. And the Lord said, "When you speak these words over my people, I will place my name on them and bless them." Receive the impartation of the Lord's blessings.
Yavarechech Yahweh Vayishmarecha Ya'er Yahweh Panav Elecha Vihunecha Yisa Yahweh Panav Elecha Ve'asem Lecha Shalom.
The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face shine on you and be gracious to you. The Lord lift you up by his countenance, and the Lord give you, beloved one, his peace. God bless you, and shalom.
I'm Dustin Roberts, and Discovering the Jewish Jesus is a production of Shalom Ministries. Join us again when Rabbi Schneider reveals the price of being an heir. We're journeying through the book of Romans, Wednesday on Discovering the Jewish Jesus.